The Hoffman Triangle is a small residential enclave that sits between Broadmoor and Central City. The neighborhood is actually a triangle if you look on the map.
And so this area had a lot of pre-Katrina blight that had created a lot of vacant lots.
This is Karen Gadbois, a reporter and co-founder of the investigative newsroom The Lens. She's been following an attempt to put homes on some of those vacant lots. Almost 4 years ago, 73 houses were lifted from their foundations to make way for the $1.2 billion Veterans Administration Hospital. Originally slated for demolition, the city decided to move the houses in the name of preservation. A quarter of the homes were transplanted to the Hoffman Triangle, but in the process of relocation, the houses got a facelift, and not a good one.
They took the backs off of these houses to get them on the trailers. They took the, if they had a camel back, they took the camel back off. No matter the actual dimension of the house, they were chopped down to meet the dimension of the truck that would carry them over here. So they're pretty awkwardly poised.
The homes were so messed up during the move that no one wanted to take responsibility for them. Instead of vacant lots, the people already living in the Hoffman Triangle now have even more blighted homes.
This house, it didn't have a roof for a year, so the interior collapsed.
On a drive through the neighborhood, Karen points out a particularly devastated structure.
And so it's just, you can see all the boards are sailing off of it. It's there, but it's not there no more.
The movers claim the city hasn't paid them, so they won't do anything. And the city claims the movers didn't do the job properly, so therefore it's not a government problem. And the nonprofits that were promised money to rebuild the houses are still waiting on a check.
So these houses are, I guess you could call them orphans, really. So in terms of historic preservation, I don't think they really resemble anything that you would call historically preserved.
But they do now resemble a large-scale art installation. That's thanks to the United Saints Recovery Project, a nonprofit that works in various communities through maintaining vacant lots and helping to restore homes. Development director Chris Scotland was doing a scan for vacant lots when he stumbled across these orphaned homes by accident.
I was trying to confirm the addresses of two lots, and on satellite, they were empty lots. And I'm scratching my head saying, I was just there. There are houses on those lots.
Expecting to pick up trash, collect stray tires, and mow the tall weeds, United Saints decided to take on these unexpected blighted homes.
We can, being the way we are, can decide, you know, we got to do something. Let's do something.
From Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, you can see what they did. United Saints teamed up with another nonprofit, KidSmart, to turn these vacant purgatorial homes into canvases for art. Off-site, they painted murals on plywood boards and then installed them to cover the gaping facades or board up the windows. They're colorful. You can pick out human figures, musical instruments, abstract shapes and designs.
Our goal was to find an area that really needed a lot of positive activity. And this was just another piece of that puzzle.
Karen Gadbois discovered the murals on one of her regular visits to the neighborhood.
It's nice. They're nice to look at. I think it would be a lot nicer if they were houses with people living in them.
In fact, one mural does have silhouettes of people doing things that actual residents might do if they lived in that home. Cooking, cleaning, sitting down. That's Daryl Kiso's favorite painting. He's United Saints executive director.
You know, our goal is definitely not to have these homes remain as an art display. So our goal is really just to secure the properties, and the art just is a way for us to liven it up a little bit. I mean, it's right in the middle of the city, so it's not like it's out in the country or something. So put people there, have people live there. That's a permanent solution.
In the meantime, does the neighborhood like it? Again, United Saints Chris Scotland.
Hasn't been vandalized. Which would be our first sign that somebody's not happy right there. Is they'll usually do that, but not in this case.
Gadbois appreciates the initiative, but is quick to acknowledge it as a, quote, band-aid solution.
The answer to what's going to happen to these houses seems to be who knows. It's a big question mark.
In a city that faces so many uninhabitable homes and other forms of blight, it seems a shame to let these homes, which the city's already made an investment to save, go down that same path. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.